Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Bad Jokes Edition.
Although nothing I do today will be as funny as the fact that Dermot just walked in with a tea bag in his hand and instead of throwing it into his cup of boiling water, threw it into his water bottle. And he can't get it out, and now he has tea-flavoured water.
I got it out, but because every time I went to drink the water bottle, the tea bag floated away from me. I had to drink the entire bottle of water just to get the tea bag out. So now I'm too full of liquid to drink the tea.
Okay, let's get to the jokes. Phil says, I asked my boss, can I have a few days off seeing as it's so close to Christmas? Boss said, Phil, it's May. Oh, sorry. May I have a few days off because it's so close to Christmas? Amy's 9. She said, how do you describe a salmon in a tuxedo? Sophisticated.
Yes, Amy.
I like that.
Murphogram, always in Murphogram for a plate. He says, the missus got scammed the other day by a woman called Anna, who got her to invest in a snake farm in India. I think Anaconda. Willie says, I don't always go the extra mile, but if I do, it's because Dave's bad jokes were on the radio and I was laughing so hard I missed my exit.
He went the extra mile. Guys, you've got to stay with the jokes. Let us know when they arrive.
Kenneth says, someone threw a broken calculator at my head today. I thought, why? It just doesn't add up. Now I'm going to do a series of these jokes and you have to see if you can identify the punchline before it happens, right? Someone threw a block of cheese at my head today. I thought, how dare he? Someone threw a can of 7-Up in my head today. It didn't hurt because it was a soft drink. Someone threw a jar of omega-3 tablets at my head today. I'm okay. I only got super fish oil injuries. And then Philip coincidentally threw one of these and he says, someone threw a jar of mayonnaise at my head today. And I thought, what the hell, man?
Hell, man.
That's terrible.
Terrible. Tony says, apparently there's a patron saint of security cameras, St. Francis of a CCTV. Usain Bolt moved to Ireland. I don't know if you knew this. Moves to Ireland and goes to join his local golf club. The club secretary, Philip, says, I'm sorry, sir. We're not accepting new members. There's a club 10 minutes down the road that are currently taking new members, though. Maybe you could try them. Usain Bolt is not happy. He pulls out his many Olympic gold medals and says, do you not know who I am? I'm Usain Bolt. Oh, sorry, replied Philip. Oh, sorry. In that case, it's only 5 minutes down the road. David says, based on your iPod show yesterday, lads, I dusted mine off, charged it up, and I downloaded some hymns. Let me know if you want the link to my new playlist.
No, I want more Philip from the golf club.
Yeah. Deck says, one for the archaeologist sitting across from you, Dave. My mate, that's Dermot, by the way, in case you don't know. My mate just thought he'd found the radius and an ulna of a T-Rex recently. But it was just a fossil arm. It was just a fossil arm.
He does like it. He likes it. Look.
Stosh says, I reckon I'm a wanted man for having too much coconut shampoo. It's like there's a bounty on my head. And Shane is going to wrap it up. He says, and finally tonight, boil some spuds. Heat some milk and butter in a small pan, then pour over the drained potatoes. Remove from the heat. Tip in some creme fraiche and beat with a wooden spoon until smooth and creamy. Season with a pepper and a pinch of salt. And that's it for Mash of the Day.
Dermot and Dave.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.